Now let's move on to the camel walk. Move your left foot out in front of you about 6 inches using an action similar to stubbing your toe. Count it like this. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Let's try it to the music just to get the feeling of what it's like to do a 4-beat count. Here comes the music. I'll count you through it 4 times and then you're on your own. Ready, set, and begin.
You have your radio tuned to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba at 1200 watts. Teaching the chronically cool how to dance since 1998.
Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. The show is called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Today's show, what have I got? I got some old, I got some new, I got some fast, I got some slow, I got some popular, I got some obscure. Yeah, it's in a lot of double tracks today. I'm going to double track a lot of albums when I do my show today, so I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Somebody done got slick when deadly germs are taking turns seeing what makes us tick. Tuskegee 626, scientists getting their kicks. When deadly disease can do what it please, results ain't hard to predict. Tuskegee 626, pushed aside mighty quick. When brothers you dig are guinea pigs for vicious experiments.
This is a song about change, you see. We say many things about the changing aspects of our lives. We say that since change is inevitable, we should direct the change rather than simply continue to go through the change. We sing a song of revolution as change to the brothers in the Caribbean and Africa, where I'm coming from.
Among the junkies and the desperate people, the brother man
learned about a life without pity. But he just been thinking and waiting and thinking and waiting. He knew his chance was bound to come. It seemed like Big City Revolution ought to be where I'm coming from, 'cause from, and I ought to be where I'm coming from. Yeah. Not a point I'm trying to make. That bring me new vibrations on the song of people's mind. It's time again. And don't be afraid of a revolution. Ain't nothing but change, and change is sure bound to come. Yeah, now put a little revolution in your life. You'll understand where I'm coming from. Okay, understand where I'm coming from. Understand where I'm coming from. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me, just understand. I'm trying my best to explain, but tell me, do you understand? Living in a world of change, now tell me, do you understand? I'm trying my best to explain, but tell me, do you understand? 'Cause if we ever get together, be so much better, brother, understand. If we ever get together, be so much better, brother, understand.
Game, you're pure and wild. Against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
See, now ends in a comma. Can't believe stick around, turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, and that was Bahamas, and I don't know what it was. It was supposed to be a commercial, but I don't know. I guess maybe. Anyways, we opened the set with two from Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. We heard Tuskegee 626 and Delta Man. Both were from their Bridges album, which was released back in 1977. Yeah, Gil Scott-Heron, huge influence to so many musicians, writers, and poets. Yeah, he was a visionary before his time. If you go on his website, take a look, or go just Wikipedia him, and you'll see just tons of stuff. It takes me the whole show to talk about everything that he did, and just an amazing person. And then it was two from the Cowboy Junkies. We heard Misguided Angel and Blue Moon Revisited, both from their album, The Trinity Session, released in 1988. That was their breakthrough. That was a huge album. Brought them worldwide attention, and rightfully so. And then finishing the set, there was the Troggs with Wild Thing. And that was a single they released in 1966, and it did go on to be a number one hit for all the right reasons. Up next, I'm going to come back with a band that, on their debut album, 1976, and just, yeah, the Troggs, 1966, the song that I'm going to play next, debut album released in 1976. I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
somehow it's lying there, brings a stillness to the air. Though man-made light at night is very bright, there's no whitewashed victim as the neon's dim to the coat of white. He's gone, he's forgotten what he did, and the land lies down. Solid forming in the air, and the wall of death is lowered in Times Square. No one seems to care, they carry on as if nothing were there. The wind is blowing harder now, blowing dust into my eyes. The dust settles on my skin, making a crust I cannot move. And I'm hovering like a fly, waiting for the windshield on the freeway.
Ashes on a hand. Marshall McLuhan, casual view and head buried in the sand. Sirens on the rooftops waiting, but there's no ship sailing. Groucho with his movies trailing, stands alone with his punchline failing. Ku Klux Klan serve hot soul food, and the band plays in the mood. The cheerleader waves a cyanide wand, there's a smell of peach blossom and bitter almond. Carl Chessman sniffs the air and leads the parade. He knows, innocent, you can bottle all you made. There's Howard Hughes in blue suede shoes, smiling at the majorette, smoking Winston cigarettes. And as the song and dance begins, the children play at home with needles, needles and pins.
Sunny War with Debbie Downer, and you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Debbie Downer, that was from her Armageddon in a Summer Dress album, and that was released back in 2025, not that long ago, and that was the Nashville artist's fifth album. Yeah, and she's being described as a folk punk artist. I don't know whether I'd say that or not, but I really like that album. It's a good album. And then I was, before Sunny War, I was supposed to play two from the Besnard Lakes, but I messed up. I played Genesis instead. As I'm getting older, I'm having these brain cramps. So anyways, you heard two songs. Well, you heard two and a bit from Genesis. You heard The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway and Fly on a Windshield. And both of those were from The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway album. That was Genesis' sixth album, and that was released back in 1974. And that was the last one that Peter Gabriel was the lead singer on. Phil Collins came out from behind the kit, and he sang for the band after that. Both went on to great careers, Genesis and Peter Gabriel, so I can't, just huge album, but he's Salisbury Hill, that you could go on and on and on, but anyways, I won't. And then opening the set was Boston with Foreplay Long Time, and as I said, that was from their debut album, self-titled Boston, released in 1976, and just I just wanted to say that they've been described as the perfect marriage between Yes and Led Zeppelin. I'm going to play a little Led Zeppelin later, but no Yes. And I always remember that song. We were going to the Sasquatch Music Festival in Washington State, and it's held in George. The town's name is George, Washington. Not very creative, but anyways, beautiful drive, fly to Seattle, drive east, you go through the mountains, very nice, then the Columbia River Gorge, very nice. Anyways, beautiful, and then it's at the gorge, that's the site that where you see the concert. After Red Rocks, the Gorge is probably my second favorite venue to go and see a concert in. Just amazing. But anyways, I digress. When we were driving in, we were going down the road into the concert site, festival site, and that's what came on. We always listen to the radio station that's promoting the festival. The one that was promoting it brought on that song, and it was such a good feeling to be driving down that road with all the kids with their camping gear and that going into the festival site. It was the first day of the Friday afternoon, so pretty cool. I'm going to play two commercials, then I'm going to come back with the Besnard Lakes. So I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Black Market Provisions is a Winnipeg store like no other. They offer delicious, homemade, ready-to-eat food, giftware, and all-around cute and rad things you need to have in your home. Their curated collection ranges from housewares, pantry provisions, greeting cards, trinkets and treasures, and homemade food options ranging from soups and salads to cookies and ice cream. Bottom line is, they love food, feeding people, and finding fun things to share with folks. Owned by couple Angela and Alana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
All of the elements. Lost in the thicket of an endless flight, that the only way out was to find a way through. Endless detours following you. Didn't have the words to put it all down. Wolves had taken all of my best ones, but the ink from the river was about to catch light and start a new world with the new set of lights. Endless detours in the gray, getting lost for a minute. Endless detours, black wet paint that's about to touch down, braiding it together and sweeping it around. The sun rolling up like an opening eye, a cadmium yellow yolk in the sky. We'll be right back.
Broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Led Zeppelin Live, and you're listening to LARGE on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30. I wanted to play Good Times, Bad Times, and Ramble On. We heard Good Times, Bad Times, but we didn't hear Ramble On because there was a skip in the CD. When I bring my CDs here, I polish them up. I try to clean them up because the Stanton CD players here are professional grade. What I play on home is my Sony Discman and my Sony CD player, so they don't catch a lot. So I don't hear the skip at home, but when I come here, because it's so sensitive, so I usually polish them, but I didn't polish the Led Zeppelin when I put it in, and I should have. I'm sorry. But instead of hearing Ramble On, we heard Black Dog, which in my mind was just as good. Anyways, let's go back to what I was going to talk about. Yeah, both of those were off the band's Celebration Day album, and that was a live show they did in 2007 in London, England, but they released it as a movie and a double CD set in 2012. All I can say is, I wish I was there. And then before Led Zeppelin, we heard two from Toronto's Great Lakes Swimmers. We heard Endless Detours and Running Out of Time, and both those were from their latest album, Caught Light. That was the band's ninth, released in 2025. Yeah, just a fantastic album. And then, as I said, there was two. I started the set with two from the Besnard Lakes. We heard Neocronomicon and Nightingale, both off their Coliseum Complex Museum album. That was the Montreal band's fifth album. That was released in 2016. And I, talking about shows, I saw them at the Park Theater back then. It was around that time, and my wife went with me. I really liked the show, but she said she could take it or leave it. Anyways, that's okay. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
of water in and in the sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see.
Dust in the wind.
All we are is dust in the
Yeomsu Service Center is your one-stop shop for all the information on campus. If you've got questions about the university or Yeomsu, the Yeomsu Service Center is the spot to get all the information you seek. We've got the 411 on university-related matters, referrals, and directions to office locations and more. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of Yeomsu University Center. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, where do we start? Oh, we started with, oh, I got to grab my sheet here. Where do we start? We started with Weather Report. We heard Birdland, and that was off the band's Heavy Weather album. That was the band's seventh album, released in 1977. Just a fantastic album. Wayne Shorter plays in that. Yeah, just a fantastic band, just a fantastic album. And then it was Kansas with Dust in the Wind, and that was a single they released in 77. And what am I going to say? One more song to play, but before that, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I just wanted to say I won't be here for the month of July. I'm going to miss 5 weeks of July, so we will be rebroadcasting shows of mine. So, yeah, my wife and I were going to do a number of day trips around Manitoba, so Wednesday is the best day for us, so we're going to do that. So I will be back in August, though, and I know I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. Go, Bombers, go. The show's called At Large. In August, I will be back Wednesdays from 4 until 5:30. Have a great weekend and have a great July.
What's up? share with all your furniture. Dinner in a can and a hotel laptop screen reflect by another one. Grid of a shopping cart, intersection of wealth, try to touch it. Little Caesars to go cut. Sunwash plastic, garbage bin blue now from the cornflower sun. Handles like Madonna snails, picking zits in Home Depot and the tread in shoes. You're a fast tripper, petition on a rusted lamp, soft chorus of cellos, blocks out trucks with blackout windows, rabbits looking.
Welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guests this evening, Tommy and Morten, conceptual artists in A. Kassen, the Copenhagen Art Collective, working in Copenhagen and Berlin, with site-specific sculptures, performative installations, and photography. Both have graduated from the Royal Danish Academy of Fine Arts in Copenhagen, and it was during this time the collective A. Kassen came together with Tommy Morten, Kristen Breton Mayer, and Soren Peterson. A. Kassen has exhibited nationally and internationally in solo and group exhibitions in such countries as Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, the U.S., Mexico, Spain, and Germany, to name a few. They have participated in such events as Arco Madrid through the representative galleries, in the 2009 Momentum Nordic Biennale for Contemporary Art, and they have been recognized for their work with their third prize from the Carnegie Art Award. Their works may be found in such collections as the Malmö Kunstmuseum in Sweden, the Centro de Arte dos de Mayo in Spain, the Brands Museum in Denmark, and the Kistfos Museum in Gjøvikar, Norway. A. Kassen has also published books about their work, such as Dimensions Variable. Welcome to Art World Invasion. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having us.
I thought we might start with taking a look at Riverman, which is a brilliant three-piece sculpture specifically designed and installed on the site at the Kistfos Museum, the sculpture park in a quaint Norwegian town near Oslo. Can you describe the sculptures and the fascinating process behind their creation?
It's a series of works that we've been doing over a longer period, but this one is especially made for the sculpture park in Norway, and it's, in a way, site-specific sculpture, you could say. We use a technique